It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley will pay more than $5 million for past employee discrimination. A suit brought by the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2010 found the company violated the Civil Rights Act. Mary O'Neill, an attorney with the commission, says she's pleased with the outcome of the case.
In terms of culture, in terms of policy, in terms of training, there have been changes for JBS. I hope that this is a learning moment, a change for them.
The suit alleged JBS managers and other employees discriminated against Black, Muslim, and immigrant workers, used derogatory names, and denied prayer breaks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. School districts are planning for how to spend one-time federal stimulus dollars. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on the plans at Jefferson County Schools west of Denver.
Jeffco is considering spending the $68 million it received on before and after school tutoring, mental health screening and supports, stabilizing internet connections, and classroom air quality. The district's Susan Leach said there's a tension.
How do we hurry up and make sure that we're meeting kids' needs? And then our goal of being really intentional and making sure that we're being good stewards of this money.
The federal government just extended the deadline for final plans from August to December. The district will continue to solicit feedback from parents, teachers, administrators, and students before submitting a final plan for more feedback. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mesa County issued a public health alert yesterday warning residents of widespread transmission of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant. It's called the Delta variant. It was originally detected in India. Mesa County's health department is asking residents to stay home if they're sick and to get vaccinated. The county has a high positivity rate with relatively low vaccinations. For weeks, cases have been rising in the county. Health officials are calling the trend an emergency. Dangerous conditions on the water have closed parts of several Front Range waterways that are popular for tubing and swimming. That includes Clear Creek in Golden and parts of the Poudre River in Fort Collins. Fort Collins police say 18 people have been rescued from the Poudre this spring. Near Boulder, there are restrictions on St. Vrain and North St. Vrain creeks. And there is fire danger for parts of the state today. Red flag warnings through this afternoon around Grand Junction and Fruta and Vail and Aspen. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.